Hi, my name is Joe. We're calling. Hi, ma'am. My name is Joe. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. A quick survey. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be so kind to share some of your time and some of your opinions with us for this quick survey?
If it's fast, I'm trying to bring my daughter somewhere.
I understand. Some 10 minutes, more or less?
Can we do it in 5?
I'm sorry? What was the question?
You think we can do it in 5? I'm driving right now, so...
Oh, you're driving. Okay, no. What about later in the day? Would you be free later, maybe, in another 2 hours? I can give you a call back.
Well, it's 6:48. Well, what do you got? You're on Bluetooth, so it's fine.
Okay, well, if you don't mind, I'll be reading the questions a bit fast just to kind of, fit your schedule, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Well, we really appreciate it, ma'am. So let me go ahead and start. There's going to be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz, and also for state offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I'm voting in March.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, great. Now, for the next question, please answer us if you're favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. The first person is Joyce Chapman. If you're familiar with her, do you feel favorable or unfavorable towards her?
I'm not familiar, so
That's a valid answer. If you don't know the person, that's fine. Don't know.
Okay,
what about Danny Norris?
Don't know.
Okay, Clint Danhorn?
Don't know.
Harold Dutton?
Familiar, but unfavorable at the moment.
Okay, and would you say that it's somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yeah, somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, what about Sheila Jackson Lee?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, the next one is an organization, the Houston Independent School District.
No comment.
That's a valid answer. Now, the next question is, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over running the Houston Independent School District, right? Now, which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or do you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
I don't agree with the person that's in with what's going on right now. So I'm going to say I oppose the takeover.
Okay, perfect.
But
now,
the reason you listed, though.
I understand. I went ahead and recorded your answer. Now, in March, there's going to be a Democratic primary, right, for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Danhorn, or Danny Norris?
Let's say the last one, Norris.
Danny Norris.
I'm not familiar with any, but...
Understandable. Now, here are a few statements about... Yeah, there's a few statements that are currently going around about our current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record.
Mm-hmm.
Rate your reaction to each of these, please, if you feel, if they make you feel very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Does that make you feel positive towards him or negative?
Negative.
Would you say somewhat or very?
If it's true, very. So I'll say somewhat because I don't know. I can't bet it, you know.
Understandable. Now, the next statement about him is also that he voted to cut property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Does that statement make you feel positive or negative towards him?
He did what for middle class people?
He voted to cut property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners.
I guess that's positive.
Okay, would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Okay. Next statement about him is that Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
I guess somewhat positive. Like, yeah, I don't agree with the voucher thing at all. So if that's what he's doing, positive.
Okay. So somewhat positive, right?
Yeah, somewhat positive.
Okay, next one is also about him. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured low-income Texans paid by free federal government Medicaid money. Does that make you feel positive or negative towards him?
Positive. Let's say very positive if he's really doing that one.
Okay. Now, he's also fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest.
Hey, keep your phone on. Yeah, I'll speak. Okay, sorry.
I love you.
Bye, I love you too. Sorry, I'm dropping my daughter off.
Yes, it's okay, it's okay. Take your time. Are you ready? Let me know when you're ready to continue, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that last question.
Let me go ahead and repeat it. So he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and also banning women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. So basically, he's fighting against that sort of stuff. Does that make you feel positive?
Very, very positive. Very positive.
Okay. Awesome. Now, the next question about him is also that Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Does that statement about him make you feel positive or negative?
Somewhat positive. We had like a whole little thing going on where I live, so I guess it depends on where that is happening. So I'm going to say somewhat positive because we needed help. Where I live, and we couldn't get it. So, yeah, somewhat.
Okay.
All four equal, but yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. We recorded your answer. The last one about him is that Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Does that statement about him make you feel positive or negative towards him?
He did not support it?
He was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton.
I'm shocked. So, yeah, I'm displeased. What's my choices?
Well, you can be positive. Yeah, you can feel positive towards negative against it. Or if
negative.
You really don't know about the subject, you can also opt out.
No, like negative. I feel negatively about that one.
Negative. Okay, would you say somewhat or very negative?
Very.
Okay. With this, we're already 70% through the survey. We thank you so very much for your time, Eric. Let's go ahead and finish this up real quick so we can get you back to your day. The next question is, based on this information, which of the following candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris?
I'm going to say Norris. I don't know about any of the other.
It's okay. If that's the name you choose, then that's fine. Next question, and this is just a kind of for us to get a feel as to where, you know, most of this information comes from. Would you say that your age is between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and older?
40 and 54.
Okay. Do you rent or own your own place or of residence?
Own.
Okay. And do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any children that are currently in the local public schools?
Yes. Two.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, so that completes the survey. Again, we thank you so very, very much for providing and, you know, sharing with us your opinions, ma'am. We thank you again. We hope you have a great evening, okay?
Thank you, too.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.